And one of the issues that has gained quite a lot of attention over the last few months is the issue of water. The country is essentially in a water crisis in many ways. We are a particularly water-scarce country. The drought that we've experienced in several provinces, particularly the Northern and Eastern Cape, as well as other parts of the country, has led to the fear that we are going to experience day zero in several different regions of the country. Water supply restrictions have done some work in assisting us with this problem, but they haven't got us very far. And it doesn't look as though there really is a very structured plan over the next few years to ensure that our water supply is going to be regular. Desigan Naidu is CEO of the Water Research Commission. Desigan, good afternoon. Thanks very much for your time on Afternoon Drive today. So first of all, what is the game plan for the provision of water going ahead in a water-scarce country like ours?
Good afternoon, Joanne, and good afternoon to your listeners. And you've got a jam-packed show today, so good luck with that. The issue of water is absolutely critical. And one of the things that we're experiencing is when the water leaves the river, then all of the treacherous rock get exposed. And this is exactly where we are right now. But it is also the best time to make fundamental shifts in strategy. And some of these are contained actually in the Water and Sanitation Master Plan that was launched last year that shows us that, well, one, you have to deal with the current crisis because you are right. There are many places in the country that don't have water on a day-to-day basis, so an emergency intervention is required. But the kind of interventions you have must lead you to the future water security inside those same systems. So the fundamentals in the plan, and the thing that science and technology is very happy to empower, because we have a good science system in this country, is one, you have to be much more efficient around water use for all users. It's not just a concentration on household use anymore. It is all users in the system. Two, you have to have a range of alternative options around how you actually access the water, the augmentation options. Simply relying on rain and surface water as the primary source and the predominant source is no longer feasible going into the long term. And, you know, developments have come to the party in a very significant way to make all of this happen. And the third part of it is that we cannot ignore the fact that we need a radical governance reform in the country around the way we manage the resource.
So this again, I mean, there's so many issues at play here. But first of all, I think perhaps we require an admission that government has come to the party much too late, even though there were several warnings early on. And that certainly put you on the back foot in terms of provision.
This is true. But as always, in most crises, including the one around energy in this country, there are many things we should have done a lot sooner, but we are where we are, and what we have to do is to accelerate how we go forward.
Is it possible to regain lost time when you're dealing with a resource like water?
Yes, it is. It has to be, because we depend on it being successful. But the fundamental shifts that we're talking about are very big in a very conservative sector. So we have to make a big switch around investment, for example, and organized to go to a much more decentralized approach. And this is a big move for a country like South Africa and a big move for a sector like the water sector, which has always been centrally managed. And allow individual users to, in fact, start generating their own security of supply. And what this means is that in the wake of climate change, we know that the surface water is particularly vulnerable. We have to have much smarter ways of getting into the aquifers, the underground water. We have to organize to have a much more radical investment in desalination and technologies that use far less water than we currently do, like the new sanitation technologies that we have available. But there are even bigger decisions than that. So one of those decisions belongs to the trade arena as to whether or not we can continue to afford to export produce from this country, which is, in fact, exporting water, and what that means to the system. So there are many things in that space that need to be sorted out. So, Joanne, it is possible, but it does require very, very big decisions.
Desigan Naidu, thank you very much for filling us in on the thinking around that. Desigan Naidu is CEO of the Water Research Commission.